sugar, spice, and everything nice. These were the ingredients chosen to create the perfect little girl. But Professor Utonium accidentally added an extra ingredient to the concoction, Chemical X. Thus, the Powerpuff Girls were born! Using their ultra superpowers, Blossom, Bubbles, and Buttercup have dedicated their lives to fighting crime and the forces of evil!
Welcome back to SwampSwami.com sports commentary, and a little lagniappe for you too. Today, Vanderbilt plays a female kicker, and the coach gets fired. The year 2020 continues to set the bar for the strangest ever. Over the sports weekend, we had a number of odd 2020 type of things happen, and here are just a few. Number one, 54-year-old boxing legend Mike Tyson actually went back into the boxing ring and faced a 51-year-old Roy Jones in the first seniors boxing match. For the record, it was considered a draw. Number two, the Denver Broncos played their NFL game on Sunday afternoon against the New Orleans Saints without any of their four quarterbacks on the roster due to a COVID-19 outbreak. A wide receiver started at quarterback for the Denver Broncos. He completed just one of nine passes for 13 yards as the Broncos lost 31-3 to the Saints. He did complete two passes, though, to the Saints. Number three. The San Francisco 49ers football team will have to find a location to host their home football games after Santa Clara County, where the facilities are located, has banned contact sports all the way through December 21st. Gee, I wonder how they knew the pandemic is ending on December 21st. And number four, Vanderbilt University, now 0-8 on the season, lost 41-0 to Missouri on Saturday afternoon. Now, during the second half kickoff, though, the team used a female soccer player named Sarah Fuller to squib the team's second-half kickoff about 30 yards downfield on her only time onto the playing field. With that brief moment, she became the first female football player to participate in SEC and Power 5 conference history. You probably didn't hear very much about the other three sports items we discussed. The sports media has gone Lady Gaga over the saga of Vanderbilt's female soccer player who briefly made it onto the playing field in the Commodores' latest loss. Now, I want to issue a disclaimer right up front. If any young woman practiced kicking the football and earned a spot onto her junior high or high school or college football team, I respect that accomplishment very much. If she can kick the football well enough to help her college football team, I'm all for it as long as she's fully aware of the risks involved with playing football. Now, in Vanderbilt's case on Saturday, though, this was downright embarrassing. It was embarrassing to the other football players who've all worked hard in high school and in college to earn a spot on that college football team, albeit that they're 0-8. And it was also embarrassing to Vanderbilt University's athletics reputation for pulling such a dangerous shenanigan, as this young lady could have been seriously hurt during the game on Saturday afternoon. Now let's cover what happened and why I feel this way. Vanderbilt's four other kickers on the roster, they had four of them, apparently had been exposed to the COVID-19 virus last week. Coach Derek Mason's football team was in dire need to add a place kicker prior to Saturday's game at Missouri. And to make matters worse, the student body at Vanderbilt was primarily at home due to the Thanksgiving break. What to do? According to one report, a Vanderbilt women's soccer coach was contacted by someone within the athletics department to inquire if one of the school's SEC championship women's soccer team players might be a good candidate for this week's place kicking job on the school football team. Time out. Let's take another review of that situation. First and foremost, don't you think it would seem to be the most prudent option to ask your 100 current Vanderbilt football players if any of them on the roster had any previous experience in place kicking, like in junior high or high school? Something tells me that at least a couple of those players might have had some prior kicking experience. Perhaps a few of those players even knew of a former teammate attending college at Vandy with prior kicking experience. Did the coaches even ask these players? For this discussion, let's assume that A, none of the non-COVID football players had ever tried their hand at place kicking before, and 2, the players didn't know of any other non-scholarship students at Vanderbilt with previous kicking experience, and 3, what other options can we think of on really short notice? So let's examine all of those possibilities. First, surprisingly, there is not a soccer team for men at Vanderbilt. However, I'm pretty sure that there are quite a few good men's intramural soccer players on campus too. With it being Thanksgiving week though, it's possible that it was hard to issue a request for tryouts for the job during last week's holiday week. Number two, you could repeat the same process with regard to any intramural football teams on the campus. Number three, you could ask the football team itself if anybody on the squad wanted to try out for the kicking job. And number four, you can ask the women's soccer team and see if anyone had prior experience in place kicking the football. Now, allow all four of the above groups to try out for the job like on Friday before the game. Between the intramural teams, the football players, and the women's soccer team, there's a good chance that someone could step in and perform capably for the Commodores on Saturday. Nope. That would have been the fair way to handle this issue, and that is what I find the most objectionable with this overly hyped story from the weekend. If the same problem were to mysteriously have occurred at the University of Alabama, I suspect that legendary football coach Nick Saban would have approached the unique problem in a similar manner that we discussed. Instead, the worst football team in the SEC, Vanderbilt, chose a totally different path. The person selected for the emergency place-kicking job on Saturday, Sarah Fuller, who is a senior on the Vanderbilt women's soccer team, seems to be a great person and a very good student, too. Sarah Fuller is majoring in medicine, health, and society. She's a three-time All-SEC Honor Roll winner while serving as a backup on the team in prior years. But this year, in her senior year, she finally started some games as goalkeeper for the Commodores women's soccer team. Unfortunately, Sarah Fuller had zero prior experience as a football place kicker heading into Saturday's game at Missouri. Do you really also think that she was fully aware of just how hard college football players are capable of hitting her while on the field of play? I doubt it too. So somehow, Sarah Fuller checked all of Vanderbilt's boxes and was selected for the job last week without a fair competition being held to find the best possible kicker on campus, male or female. Sarah Fuller exclaimed, "I made the first one in practice, and I guess I kept making them. It's different than a soccer ball, but it felt good." More incredibly, Vanderbilt head football coach Derek Mason also allowed Sarah Fuller, who had yet to even kick the football one time as her team was losing 21-0 at the half, to speak to the entire football team during the halftime too. Vanderbilt freshman quarterback Mike Wright said, "She basically gave us a pep talk and said, 'Hey guys, we gotta come on. Your teammates are out there fighting on the field.' Well, that wasn't exactly your classic win one for the Gipper speech. I can only imagine how embarrassed most of the 100 or so other football players who spent years and years practicing football and months at Vanderbilt training, lifting weights, and learning the playbook, all while getting physically knocked around by every opponent this season, must have felt during that halftime moment, too. Nothing like the voice of experience to help lift up the football team, eh?" Emergency place kicker Sarah Fuller's motivational speech failed to rally the Commodores team. Though Fuller's groundbreaking second-half kickoff with Commodores squibbed along the ground for about 30 yards before being down with no run back, Vanderbilt's other 100 football players watched on the sidelines as Missouri skunked Vandy 41-0 and handed them their eighth loss of the season without a win in 2020. On the day after that Missouri game, Sarah Fuller's number 32 football number is still showing up on the Vanderbilt team football page. Apparently, she wants to remain a member of the football team. She said yesterday, "I'll stay around as long as they want me, till they, like, kick me off," she said Sunday, "so I'm here for the long run." The towering 6'2" Fuller spent Sunday attending football meetings. She claimed that her longest practice field goal last week was about 38 yards, and she thinks she can improve as a kicker with more reps. This week, the winless Vanderbilt football team travels to Athens, Georgia, and will face the number 9-ranked Georgia Bulldogs. The 6-2 Bulldogs special teams group will not be amused by seeing Vanderbilt's female kicker on the field this coming Saturday in Georgia. There'll be 11 very large and athletically gifted players wearing Georgia's home red uniforms who will also be trying to make their own history Saturday if Sarah Fuller takes the field once again. If she happens to take the field and play this weekend, she will be fair game for being hit during the process of a kickoff, an extra point, or a field goal attempt. However, the head football coach at Vanderbilt who brought us the Sarah Fuller show, he won't be along the sidelines handing out lollipops and participation platitudes this weekend either. Derek Mason was fired on Sunday after nearly 7 years at Vanderbilt. In another incredibly 2020 moment of this college football season, Derek Mason was fired by Vanderbilt's athletic director. She just happens to be Candace Lee Story, the first black female AD in Southeastern Conference history. So yes, the first female athletic director in the SEC just fired the men's football coach on the day after he played the first female football participant in SEC history. Got it? Whoever the next head football coach at Vanderbilt University is, he or she will have to convince the returning male football players and the new male or female high school recruits that Vanderbilt actually places as much value on winning football games as the school does in making social statements. After last weekend's stunt, and God forbid this young woman gets hurt playing football next weekend in Georgia, the next head football coach at Vandy will need to be a gifted salesman to put the program back together again. The Vanderbilt Commodores' athletic slogan has been to anchor down. And after Saturday's game in Missouri, Vandy now appears to be the SEC football equivalent of the SS Minnow, with Gilligan at the helm as the ship's wheel is spinning wildly out of control. Vanderbilt's football program has shipwrecked and might find itself stuck on an island for years and years to come. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.
So join us here each week, my friends. You're sure to get a smile from seven stranded castaways here on Gilligan's Island.